Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host is Ann Hirsch today.
Oh, I wouldn't miss this segue for anything. This is one of my favorites. Mm-hmm.
And that is the Christina Liu Show, which is the highlight of everybody's week. Last week, I was talking about a number, which was 173, and I said, we'll talk about the 173
right.
This week. Which I think, honestly, the one thing, I just came back from Paris 2 weeks ago, and the one thing I have to give them tremendous credit for is their ecological efforts. I mean, if you put garbage out and you don't have it separated properly, they don't take it, and you get fined. This is at your house. Mm. Plastic, glass, and there's different kinds of different things. It's very, when you go into the hotel, the card that opens the door, you have to then put it into the wall to turn everything on. So you can leave no lights on.
Really?
In order to get out, you have to take your card with you. So everything goes black. So there's no air conditioning running for the day. There's no lights on for the day if you forgot them. All they have is a little, small little amber light. And rule 173 is, you know, I'm in finance, but rule 173 is portfolio managers in France have to put their best effort forward when they're creating a portfolio for pensions, et cetera, to have green companies in there.
Hmm.
They want to promote and support all the green companies.
Well, who knew?
So I think it was pretty cool. And then what else is 173?
Something to do with Christina's birthday. I've been waiting for what the 173 would be.
Now,
yes,
I wasn't here last week. I was here last week, but I wasn't organized last week. 173 is now the countdown.
Oh, because it's
past the halfway mark.
I wasn't here for the halfway
mark.
Right. It's 173 is the countdown to Christina's birthday.
Wow.
And this is for Christina.
Oh, what is
as a halfway birthday mark.
Oh, my gracious.
Now, the other thing, which is very funny, my wife was trying to get stuff like made in Paris. You don't. It's made in China. I mean, there's cookies there. But the cookies are like Entenmann cookies, but they're made in Paris. Yeah. So many of the stuff that you would pick it up to buy, like even for the T-shirts for the grandkids, it's made in China.
Yeah.
She says, I don't want it. I want something I can buy this in TJ Maxx when I go.
Oh, John, this is so great. Silly.
But we have
Thank you. This
you have to put on.
Let's see
right,
what has she got.
Oh,
it's perfect. Oh, that is absolutely perfect.
I love a beret.
I think you better tell the audience, though, what's
yes,
in your hand.
It's a fabulous red beret, and it actually matches my outfit today, so we're really doing very well
and
here, John.
I can see it on her. I mean, I can visualize.
I'm a beret girl. I am.
I can visualize this.
I've been wearing berets.
I love this.
Thank you. And there's chocolate.
Ooh. That's Germany.
I like it. It's like very international.
The rest is France.
Oh, my God, and some other little snack. He knows that I do like a little sweet thing, so here we go.
Oh, wow. This is some birthday.
Oh, these are adorable. Oh, a little fig bar. Interesting. I will be keeping these in my bag for my breakfast.
How nice.
Thank you.
Well, happy birthday to you.
Yes, well, thank you.
So this is a half birthday.
This is the half birthday.
Oh, okay.
And I'm just trying to get it all together.
It's half in a week or something like that, but we got the number. We're going from 173 on down.
I absolutely love it. Thank you.
Okay.
And that's right. And I'm going to have to call Jay and say I got gifts. So,
but now, in order for Judy Bosworth to keep supporting this show, we have to talk about what we're supposed to talk
about.
We
forgot what we were here. But, you know, North Hempstead has been very, very busy. Supervisor Bosworth and the town board this morning, which they probably just ended, was the Veterans Breakfast
at
Clinton G.
Yes,
Martin
yes.
Park, which is always an amazing, amazing event. Community Service definitely puts on a beautiful little setup for them. And it's just it's that season that we're trying to do, give back to veterans. The town is also doing, again, the Veterans Holiday Donation Drive, and the boxes have all been dropped off to different locations. It's at Clinton G. Martin Park. There's one. There's Town Hall, too, also has a box, and I think some other centers might. But they're really looking for liquid body soap, combs, deodorant, powder, laundry detergent, and a bunch of other different products
cool.
as well. So we're trying to get it. I think there was like, I forgot how many boxes
last year?
They got last year. It was like,
big,
it was an insane
that.
Amount. The town was driving them over to the VA medical center. So it's really, it's just a wonderful thing. And we also want to remind people that Through Project Independence, we offer a veterans caseworker. This was in a really a great idea. They came through the veterans committee that the town has, and they were saying, you know, they really needed someone who was a caseworker who could help them get through all this. I mean, it's so many papers, and it's just following up with these things to get, you know, your different benefits or your card, whatever it might be. You definitely need someone. So the town reallocated a bunch of different resources and was able to do this veterans caseworker with no additional cost, wow, which was really amazing. And she's Gail Sellis, who actually is one of our Project Independence caseworkers. But she also provides 7 to 10 hours a week for veterans casework. And it's townwide, and it is not based upon age. So we really want people to know that you know, no matter what age you are, as long as you are a veteran or the spouse of a veteran, Gail could help you. So you can just call 311 or 869-6311, and she could help you access to benefits, connect to services, get any documents you might need for different things. So please call 311. She'll actually be on the show in November.
Oh, is she? Oh, good.
Gail. So, yeah, it's definitely important. We want to it's amazing initiatives that North Hempstead is doing for veterans. So to the veterans, that's what's coming up.
Just what you were saying there, I was talking with Jack Cott the other day, and he was with Rebecca, I think.
Yes, because there was a training.
Stony Brook?
Mm-hmm.
Some training at Stony
Brook.
Yeah,
there was a conference.
And he said it's amazing. Their training, Stony Brook, for help people age in place. And he said the number of times Project Independence in the town of North Hempstead was mentioned was phenomenal.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
really?
He said he was amazed that
that's wonderful.
That it was their program, but who they referenced was Project Independence in North Hempstead. So.
Because there's no other program like it, you know, and I always love when different townships call into 311 and they get connected to us because they just want to know. And it's a lot of times residents from other towns.
And that's so, when you laugh.
It is. So I got a call and it came to me, and it was I spoke to her a couple of months ago, and she lives in Seaford, so that's not North Hempstead, it's town of Hempstead. And she is part of some organization, and they know about Project Independence. And she was injured relatively recently, and so she couldn't drive, and she was fascinated by this transportation program that we have. And we were told, you know, and she was just, please send me the brochures. And I said, we absolutely will send you the brochures, not a problem. You know, spread the word on PI. Go to your, you know, I told her, I said, it really starts with your government.
Right, right.
Because none of this would be possible without, you know, it started with Supervisor John Kamen, and then Supervisor Bosworth continued, you know, and helped it grow the program. So you really need them and the town board to be behind it 100%, right, because none of this is possible without that major piece. So
I don't know this question. If somebody from outside the town,
mm-hmm,
they cannot come to the classes or anything, right? I don't know what the rule is.
As far as it depends. So if it's like a health chat where it's not seats, you know, not a certain amount of seats, it's okay, kind of open to whoever, then that's fine. They can come to something like that. But, you know, of course, town residents always have
something,
you know,
with a reservation. Of
right, something with a reservation.
Okay.
Or, like, there's only a certain number of slots, you know, it's only North Hempstead. But, you know, these bigger health chats, they're able to.
I had no idea.
But, like I said, these calls come in a lot. And it's really just, it's amazing what the town of North Hempstead does. And the other towns get really upset that they don't have that, you know, in their communities. So, it's great. Kudos to North Hempstead and certainly all the wonderful initiatives that they bring to the table. And speaking of just fun events that's coming up, Wednesday, October 19th at 7 p.m. At the Harbor Links Clubhouse will be the Autumn Treat event. This happened last year. It'll be an evening of dramatic readings by playwright and actor Drew Keel, followed by a performance by Swingin' at the Sands. And the best part is the accompaniment of an assortment of desserts. So there's all kinds of fall little desserts there. Tickets are $15. They're on sale now. You can call 311 or 869-6311 to register for that event. So that should be a lovely thing. And Halloween parties are coming up, and these are very popular. The one at Clinton G. Martin Park is currently closed out, and that's October 21st. I know that if you call up, you can give your name, and if someone happens to cancel, you know, they could give you a call and let you know. But there's still a couple of slots available on the October 28th Halloween party at Charles Fusciolo Park.
What time are these?
They're at 11 a.m.
Why didn't everything happen when we were on the radio?
I know. That's what I said. I said they were all very upset that I was not going to be there. I said, I am at the radio, ladies. I will not be there because they know how important Halloween is to me. And it's, you know what? Friday's a day of fun. I think that's really is what it is. But they can come for, there's dancing, food, music, games. Costumes are, of course, welcome. So to see if you can get any more information about this, call 311 or 869-6311. And also, John, you might want to go here with your grandkids. There is the spooky walk and the not-so-spooky walk for the little kids, the not-so-spooky walk. The town does this every year, and I remember when I was a little girl, I used to go to it, too. It was quite the event if you were a North Hempstead resident. This year, the theme is zombie apocalypse. And along with the undead, ghost, ghouls, goblins, swamp monsters, and many of their gruesome friends, they will be at Clark Botanic Garden. It's 12-acre park on Friday, October 28th and Saturday, October 29th from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. To get in, it's $5 a person, which is very reasonable. The spooky walk itself is not really that great for little children, but the not so spooky walk will be on Sunday, October 30th, from 12 to 4 p.m. and that is only $3 per person.
Those lines can be very long, but do not get intimidated because it moves quickly to get in.
It does. That's a very good little disclaimer, and it's fun at the not so spooky walk. They'll have little crafts, and I think Eric Powers, the ranger guy, he'll be there showing different things. So
I took Lucas there. I think it was last year or the year before at night, and they said, don't bring him in. And they said, really? And I said, that's fine. And they were fortunate that they had Hofstra students.
Yes.
With huge telescopes looking and pointing to stars, which they had fun.
I remember you had said that.
They said, see the little blue? That's a... You know, planet, I don't know what they were.
Yeah, because
it was nice.
Not so spooky walk. There'll be face painting, an obstacle course run, Eric Reptile Adventures, and storytelling by the Williston Park Library. So that's just really fun for the younger kids when it's during the day. So this is great. So if you're interested, definitely come and check it out. And call 311, of course, if you have any questions about any of those things.
You know what we'll do? Let's take a break.
Sure.
And then we can start with some other things. We're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is the Christina Liu Show. We'll be right back.